Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 824, this is not a hypothetical. If you took Butch from Mania, put him on the streets of Hollywood, California, and had him sing for donations, would he make any money?
Yeah.
You'll get the answer to that in this segment. He's calling from California.
No.
What? Where it's 524. But not yet, because we got a crisis in town. The best coach we had, one of the best we've ever had, Doug Peterson, has the COVID virus. And that requires the input of our new COVID authority presented through his affiliation or the knowledge of the great people at NovaCare. I want to give them some credit.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. John Goldman is UPMC Pinnacle Infectious Disease Associates in Harrisburg. It is our good luck to have him on our show. Dr. Goldman, how are you today?
Doing very well. How are you?
Doc, we were kind of in a state of shock that Doug Peterson got positive for the COVID. Did it surprise you?
It surprised me just because there is not a lot of COVID in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, Philadelphia has about 150 new cases a day. So yeah. You can get it. You can get it outside of the sports complex. And it kind of illustrates that we are all at risk and we all got to be careful.
All right. He's 52, mm-hmm. in very good health, asymptomatic. What's his prognosis, Doc?
His prognosis is really good. All comers, somebody who is between 50 and 60 has about a 2 or 3% chance of dying. So most people are really good. He's in good health, so that probably lowers it. He's asymptomatic, so that probably lowers it a little more. What we see is people sometimes start out good and then after a week or two get short of breath. And some of those go on to get sick. We'll keep a good thought that he does not get sick.
All right. So really, in the very early stages of it, not necessarily get symptoms, right? But then you could develop the breathing issue. Is that the number one way to tell, Doc?
That is the number one way. There are a couple of things. First of all, the breathing issue is the one that that makes people sickest. So people get short of breath, and there are some people who after get really short of breath. Also, with this disease, we have people, when we measure their levels of oxygen in their blood, we have levels that, you know, normally you'd be in an intensive care unit for, and they are just walking around, and they actually look pretty good.
Hmm.
There are a couple of things. If you lose your sense of taste, if you lose your sense of smell, that's pretty specific to COVID, meaning there aren't a whole lot of other diseases which cause that.
All right, Doc, we know this. The NFL has very strict protocols, and Doug Peterson is very good at following rules. We know that for a fact. There's him getting it. We keep hearing on the outside that the current strain of this virus is more contagious than even the original. Is that true? Can you say that for a fact, that it's
even
more?
I think it's not so much that it's more contagious. It's just that people have relaxed what they're doing.
Okay.
You know, you can walk around, see people without masks. You know, it's hard to stay in your house for months on end. And so people are getting out. The other thing is there are a lot of people who have mild or no symptoms. And so those people, even if they have mild or no symptoms, can still infect you.
Doc, how important is contact tracing?
Contact tracing is extremely important. The problem we have now is there's so much disease that it's hard for people to contact trace. Now, in a case like this, where you have a football team where you know they might have been exposed, then it's extremely important because they might expose other people. As I understand it, these guys are getting tested once a day. So they'll know if anybody else comes up positive, and they'll be able to get them away from the other players. The big problem we have now is there's so much COVID running around that it's hard to do enough contact tracing to stop it. In a case like the football team, where you have a bunch of guys who are at high risk, it's a little different because if you're able to stop it within the team, you'll prevent spreading it to other members of the team. So you have a small group that you can check more easily.
Doc, my very first instinct when I heard it, because last week the news had broken that Lane Johnson had it, was that possibly Lane could have inadvertently given it to the coach, which is contact tracing. He's never been in the building. All right. He has never, in phase one of coming back to training camp, Lane has not been in the building. Is it still feasible somehow that Doug could have gotten it from one of his players?
And unless one of the players had it and we didn't know about it.
Yeah.
You know, part of the thing is because there's so much COVID around, it's probably more likely he got it outside of in the community instead of from one of the players.
Okay.
Again, there's just simply, you know, there's still a lot of this disease around.
All right. There is tons of talk right now about a vaccine, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your best read on when we could have it and how effective it would be initially.
So there are three vaccines that have gone from testing in like 10, 20, 30 people to testing in like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. Those trials are going on right now. They all produce antibodies, meaning they all you can show that they produce antibodies to COVID. What we don't know yet is when you test it in more people, are there going to be there going to be more side effects, and how effective it is in actually not just producing the antibodies but actually preventing the disease. My best guess is that we may see the first vaccines come out in January of this year, something like that. And that would be faster than we've produced almost any other vaccine. The big issue is once they come out, most of these are two-shot vaccines. So to vaccinate basically everybody, we're going to need 500 million, 600 million doses. To vaccinate the world, we're going to need billions. And so I hope that we're going to get them out in January, February of this next year. We got to get a little lucky. They got to work. They got to have no side effects. They have to work as well in the big studies as the little ones. And then we got to make millions of doses. Clearly, if you get a vaccine, it is, even if it only works half of the time, and the flu shot only works half of the time, it will slow this down to the point where it's hopefully going to end up being something like the flu, probably a little more serious and probably a little more contagious. But if we have a vaccine, the vaccine works half the time. That changes this from a pandemic to something we can manage.
Doc, last thing. They roll it out in January, but, you know, it's really been rushed. Would you take the vaccine right away yourself?
I would take the vaccine right away, but, you know, that's partially because I go into COVID rooms pretty regularly.
Okay.
And so I feel like I'm at slightly higher risk. To put it bluntly, I'd take the risk, and I know it would make my wife feel better.
Great. Doc, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much
for
this great information. If something else comes up, I hope we can call you again.
Absolutely.
Dr. John Goldman, Al, that guy is terrific.
That was great.
Wasn't that great?
I mean, we need him on the task force.
Yeah. Al, that was a lot of good information.
Yeah.
All right, this is a very hard shift for me from that serious conversation to the streets of Hollywood, California, where Butch of Maniunk, otherwise known as C. Roy Truitt, is on the line with us. Hi, Butch.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Butch, where are you right now? Describe it.
Right now, I'm at the Newport Beach Yacht Club.
Wow.
At 5:30 in the morning,
right,
looking at the yachts. There's about $200 million homes around me. I'm waiting to see a sunset. And you know what, Ann?
Sunrise.
You got a long wait, Butch.
Butch, it's sunrise.
I'm sorry. I meant to say sunrise.
No problem. No. All right, now, Butch, from what I understand, you have already had an In-N-Out burger.
Yes, when I got here right off the plane, I immediately went there before the room, got a double burger, and I got a grilled cheese sandwich with tomatoes, Angelo. It was great.
No, you're not getting a grilled cheese at In-N-Out Burger. That's ridiculous. All right.
I got one. A guy told me about it. I'm telling you, I got one beside the burger.
No, you don't. You don't waste your palate on grilled cheese when you're
in the never a waste.
Finest fast food burger ever created. But anyway, it was delicious, right, Butch?
Absolutely.
It was just okay, right?
No, it was. Keep quiet, Billy. All right, Butch, now tell me what happened. You actually performed in Hollywood. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Saturday night in front of the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Wow. All right, so exactly what happened there, Butch. Explain the situation.
So I had this crazy, wild idea. Go get a guitar. You don't know how to play, and you don't know how to sing. Get on a street corner with a donation bucket and see if you can get what you pay for the guitar. So Wednesday in Venice, I paid $30 for a guitar, and I went up here, and I said to myself, it's only going to take me an hour. I ain't going to give it no more than an hour to happen.
Right.
And I actually made $22 and four new friends. And I'd like to tell you how I did it.
All right. How do you, so you had this really bad guitar in front of the Whiskey A Go-Go, and you were singing, but you don't know how to play at all?
No, not at all, Angelo.
All right. And what were you singing? Like, what was the performance that got you the $22?
Let me take you through my four friends. This only take a minute. You'll get a kick out of this. So I go down to Whiskey A Go-Go in the corner. Hollywood is absolutely dead.
Right.
There's nothing open there. None of the live music places. There's a few eateries outside.
Yep.
So I park myself at the Whiskey. This guy comes over to me immediately. I start singing Help by the Beatles. When I was younger, so much younger than today, this guy is something's wrong with him, Ange. So he's standing there while I'm watching it. About halfway through the record, he goes across the street and starts kicking the wall yelling obscenities. I take my guitar. I got to get out of here.
Oh, wait. Let me stop you right there. Couldn't he have been looking at you and thinking there was something wrong with you, Butch?
Possibly, but I was looking for him to put something in that donation box, and that wasn't happening, so it was like stage left immediately.
All right, but I got to get to where you raised the money. Did people enjoy your performance? Did you just do the song Help, or did you do other songs?
No, so I move up, and I get in front of this Rainbow Club that's open for food, and I got a big crowd out there, wealthy young people, and I get out in front of it.
Yeah.
And I play a song, and I guess the owner comes out, and he tells me, like, politely to leave and go further up the street. And I pull out one of them $100 billfolds, and I thank him for letting me perform there and give him one, and the whole conversation changes. He tells me I can go up the corner, and he makes the first donation. He puts $10 in my bucket, Andrew.
Wow. Were you wearing a mask at that point, Butch?
Yes, I was. I had the thing
off.
So. And, yeah.
Do you think that hurt your performance at all?
No, I actually didn't have the mask when I was singing because I was away from the people, Andrew.
All right.
No crap.
Al, when he sang, he pulled the mask down. All right, okay.
So now I go to that's my first friend. This guy's a great guy. Gives me $10. Now I go up the corner. I'm playing for about five more minutes. This woman comes up. She puts $2 in the bucket, and I thank her. And she says to me, let me ask you a question. She said, how long you been playing that guitar? I said, about 15 minutes. And she looked at me, and I said, literally 15 minutes. And I explained what I was doing.
Yeah.
And she said, that's kind of ingenious. I kind of thought, what the hell's this guy doing? She gave me another $5. Now I got $17.
Wow.
Yeah. Now 10 minutes later, here's the crazy one. Two of these guys come out of this rainbow. They look like they're kind of drunk. They ask me if I do requests. Sure, I don't. Play me a record. I was in the Marines. Play a war song.
A war song? What'd you play?
So I sang, don't you know that it's true that for me and for you, the world is a ghetto. I thought he meant war to group.
War like the battle hymn of the Republic. The halls, you sing the halls of Montezuma.
No, I came back with a good one, Ange. I said, I don't have a war, so I got like an anti-war song, and I went into this with them. 10 soldiers and Nixon coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
Now they gave you money for Four Dead in Ohio by Neil Young?
No, well, it's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
I know, but he wrote it.
Oh. Look at you dropping some knowledge.
All right, wait, get to the bottom line. You ended up with $22?
So he gives me $10. Now, listen to this. Here's the last one. A guy comes up. I'm 10 minutes from quitting my hour.
Yeah.
A guy comes up. He said, let me show you how to play that. Okay, so he gets the guitar, and this guy's a real musician. He's playing it. So he said, I'm going to hang around with you. I explained the story to him that I needed so much to get $30, and we got another $5. He played the Beatles yesterday, and I sang it.
Why?
Now when I'm done,
wait a minute. Was that Paul McCartney?
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. And you know the best advice I got, Ange?
What?
The guy told me, Butch, you shouldn't even strum the guitar. Your voice is bad, but you know the words. Once you put the guitar in there, it sounds real bad. So bottom line, I can't take the guitar back. I got $32.
Wow.
I paid $30 for the guitar. I give the guitar to the guy that was the last guy. And he turns around and says, I ain't taking the guitar unless you take this. And he hands me a $20 bill.
Whoa, you came out ahead.
$22 and four new friends.
For Al, he came out $22 ahead and has four new friends. One of which was using obscenities and banging his head against the wall. Butch, I love it. I'm really late for a break, but it was worth it. Butch, you're the best thing going out of this town.
Hey, Angelo, listen to this. I wrote us a new one.
No. Butch, I can't. Call me tomorrow. I can't. It's too late. I have to go. Yeah. WIP Sports Hype's coming up at 8:40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.